This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. A quiet night in Minnesota sports tonight with the Twins, Saints, and Lynx all off. The Twins beat Seattle yesterday 5-3. They got a two-run blast from Trevor Larnach in the eighth inning. That put him up for good. Larnach's been hitting the ball hard of late, according to manager Rocco Baldelli.
He's had a lot of good at-bats lately. You know, I don't know if he would say he's locked in, but he's hit some balls really good. His luck hasn't quite been there, but we're still running him out there, and he's doing positive things. Like, you can see it. You can see it under the surface. And lucky for us, it showed up in the box score in a huge manner.
The Twins will welcome Detroit to Target Field tomorrow. The Saints will start a six-game home series tomorrow with Gwinnett in St. Paul. The Lynx notched an ugly win yesterday in Chicago, allowing only 5 points in the fourth quarter of a come-from-behind, low-scoring 70-62 win. Head coach Shel Reeves says Kayla McBride didn't shoot great, but helped win the game with her defense.
I'm not surprised. You know, 2-for-6 is 33%. It's not terrible. But I think when she maybe sat for a little bit and just kind of maybe got her wits about her and like how she needed to lead our team and what we needed to be successful. But 5 minutes ago, we said, go, you've got Kennedy Carter. And she made some huge plays on Carter. Got the ball deflected and kept her from getting to her spots and, you know, in ways that we weren't able to do before that. So I was really proud of her.
McBride still had a game-high 16. The Lynx visit New York tomorrow. And the Wild completed their two-day draft over the weekend, adding young talent to their prospect pool. Generally pleasing general manager Bill Guerin.
You draft these players for what they are, you know, what they bring to the table, you know. And, yeah, you have to try to look into the future a little bit and plan ahead like that. But, you know, when they're ready to go, we'll see where they fall in the lineup and in the organization.
In all, Minnesota added 6 players on Friday and Saturday. This is MNN Sports.